We'll meditate. Ready? Then straighten your back. Pull in your tummy slightly. Loosen the corners of your mouth. A little bit of a smile. Check your eyelids. Check your forehead. Release the tension in your forehead. Release the tension in your hands and fingers. It can be very helpful to raise your eyeballs a little bit towards your forehead, towards the middle, but not too much. That will give you a headache. Let your eyelids just hang very softly. And then slowly start to connect with your breath. Don't clamp onto it right away, just slowly become aware of it more and more. Release any tension in your neck or your shoulders. Find a place where your spine is upright. By rocking back and forth, you can find that place. Now come to your breath. Start to count it. Out breath, first half. In breath, second half. If you think of something else during the counting, then start over at one. Try to reach 10. Not 11. Don't let your face tighten up again as you concentrate. And I'd like you to, rather than following your breath, start to follow your heartbeat. So try to get very, very, very quiet. Try not to move at all. Try to bring your mind inside of yourself to your heartbeat, and try to stay with your heartbeat very, very quiet. Then invite your teacher to come to this room. Sit with you knee to knee. And think of one quality about them that you admire, that you would like to learn. And make them an offering of something beautiful. And by tradition, it could be a flower in your mind, could be any other beautiful thing that you can think of. But what they enjoy the most is an offering of your practice, something kind you've done to someone since yesterday morning. So think of that thing that you did and offer it to them silently. They can read your mind. Frame the picture of what you did in your mind like a video and let them watch it. think of something that you weren't so proud of in the last 24 hours. Maybe you felt irritated at another person participating in this retreat, or maybe you had some negative thoughts about someone back at home. And show those to your teacher by picturing them in your mind. Then they can watch them and make some, decide that today you'd like to try not to do that again. And think of another good thing you've done. It could be for the past few months. It could be the same thing that you thought about yesterday. It's fine to keep thinking about something good, some kindness you've done to someone. If we can review the injuries done to us by others over and over again, then we can review the kindnesses we've done over and over again, every day, and strengthen them. Reinforce them in your heart. So think again of something great, kindness or sacrifice you've made this year for someone else, and be happy that you're capable of that. Then try to think of the kindest thing you've seen someone do in the last few months. Like, think of a few candidates for this award. Oh, this is the kindest thing I've seen someone do in the last few months. Try to choose the winner. And congratulate them in your mind for doing some great kindness. Appreciate other people's goodness. Then try to have a vision of what you would like to be, perhaps by the end of this retreat. Like, you came here, it cost a lot of money, it took a lot of your time, it was a difficult to travel here? And what is it that you were hoping would happen? What kind of change were you hoping for in yourself? So try to picture your new self, let's say by next weekend when we release the silence, then how would you like to be changed as a person? And try to get a vision of that. Try to look ahead into the future and see that it actually is happening by next weekend. Maybe some old habits have changed, or you've developed some new healthy habits. Picture yourself by this coming weekend, how you would like to be different. And then ask your teacher, your own heart teacher, whoever that is. Could be someone who's alive now in your life. It could be someone you hope to meet. It could be an historical figure like Jesus or Moses. Ask them to help you to become that thing by next weekend. Some small, beautiful changes in your life. And then finally ask that teacher to stay close to you, physically on the outside, but also invisibly as you go through your day, to help guide your decisions and your actions. Ask them to stay close, like someone by your side. We had some Muslim friends come on the anniversary of 9/11, the 10th anniversary. We celebrated Muslim prayers together in Phoenix. And the imam who directed the prayers, during the prayers he would turn to his side and whisper. And then we asked him afterwards, what was he doing? And he said, everyone is born with an angel at their side, and every once in a while you should whisper to them, ask them to help you. It's very beautiful. I think we have the same custom. Think of your teacher at your side invisibly all day. And slowly come back to your breath. That completes the warm-up for meditation. And then give yourself a stretch. And I went to a meditation program 35 years ago. Goenkaji led it, the founder of Vipassana. The Dalai Lama asked him to come and lead it for all of us students in Dharamsala. And all the monks came from his monastery. And we meditated for, I think, 12 hours a day or 14 hours a day. And there was some benefit to that. It was good. I don't know. I used to... My dad was a... What do you call it? Builder. In the summer, I had to work for his carpenters. And there was one old honorary carpenter from Kansas. And he wore those big overalls and a straw hat. And he was about 4 feet high. But he was a master, and I would be nailing things, and then, like the walls, and then he'd say, "Stop, you're not nailing it right, you know, you ain't nailing it right." He had a pipe in his mouth, he's like, "You ain't nailing it right, you gotta nail it like this, you know." And then I said, "If I nail it like that, it's gonna take a month to finish this house, you know." And he said, "Just nail it right, you know, and then the speed will come later, you know." And it was cool. He taught you to hold a whole handful of nails, and then you had to have a rhythm. You would go dung, dung, dung. And then while you were pounding, you had to get the other nail ready in your hand. So you're like, dung, 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 dung. Dun, 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 dun. And then he insisted that you practice that very slow, because otherwise you hit your fingers. And then after that, he let you speed up. He let you do more, you know. But he wanted this rhythm, and you never stopped. And meditations like that, like learn to do a 10-minute. Perfect meditation. And then you can move up to 15 minutes, and then you can move up to 20 minutes. But if you learn to do it poorly, if you sit for an hour and do it poorly, that'll stick with you, and you'll never be able to improve. Okay? So it's better to do a 10-minute, really intense, beautiful, perfect meditation. The time will increase by itself. But don't learn poor habits. Don't you know, do a poor meditation for an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, because you can't break those habits. Okay. And 15 minutes is fine. It takes 15 minutes to see emptiness, okay? 20 minutes. It's okay. Probably better to do a lot of short ones with a break in between, okay? And then later you get, the speed will come, you know, it will come. Everything's like that. Writing books is like that. I don't know. Everything's like that. Just learn to do a small thing well, and then the bigger things will come. Okay. All right, you ready? Here's the real meditation. That was the warm-up. Like, before you jog, you have to warm up, right? Before you meditate, you have to do those. Clean your mind. Okay, here we go. Come back to your breath. Slowly. Don't jump on it. Savor it. Now start to count the breath. It's a real skill to detect your mind going off the count to something else in the room or some other thought for an instant, in a flash. If you detect it, bring the mind back to one. If you get past three, I'm amazed. I don't get past three. Okay. Switch to your heartbeat. You don't have to count it, just feel it in your body. You have to be very quiet to hear the, feel the heartbeat. Go further and further in to the heartbeat. Leave this room. Leave your awareness of this room. And come inside to the heartbeat. Inside the heart, see the golden room in which you are sitting with your teacher. Staying there at the heart, inside that heart, see the golden room, full of sunlight. You're sitting with your teacher. If you lose the golden room, the farthest away you can go is the heartbeat outside the room. And then slowly come back to the room. If you hear a noise in this larger room, or you think of something outside, bring your mind back to the heartbeat. And then slip back into the room. If your mind tries to leave the room, let the heartbeat catch it and bring it back. The mind inside the golden room with the teacher is restless. It wants more stimulation. It wants an email. It wants a cell phone. It wants to think about home and work, relationship. And just tell it later. We'll think about those things later. Let's enjoy. Let's just be silent. Sitting with our teacher in a sunlit room, and let's see if we can enjoy our life for just a few minutes as it is in the present. If your mind wanders, bring it back to the heartbeat and then slip inside the heartbeat to the golden room. And in that room, it's only silent. And slowly come back to your breath. And then slowly open your eyes. Take a stretch. Take a good stretch. Generally, it's considered a little dangerous to work at the heart because you can get what do you call lung imbalance or prana imbalance, and you can get, you might feel tightness in your chest or you feel nervous or so there has to be lots of sunlight. Okay, you have to work on the sunlight. If you start to feel a little constricted or you feel some tightness in your chest or nervousness, then you need more sunlight. That's a tradition. It's called Nangwe Dushe. Say Nangwe?
Nangwe.
Dushe. It's you use a vision of sunlight or moonlight or starlight to open the heart, okay? And prevent it closing, all right? If it gets really bad, you can drop it to your navel. Okay? That's a safe place to do a meditation. But I don't know. I feel weird to have my lama sitting in my navel. So, okay.